Aleishu Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Zayin. This is the 20th chapter entitled Emunah Ve'ira. The author says, Oid lanu devarim ba'avidah sa'emunah. We have more to say about the avidah on Emunah. Ulai ein devar ha'perek hazeh begeder moshchin es halev. Perhaps the words of this chapter are not quite things that easily attract a person. Ve'afim devarim kashim ke'gidim. There may be even strong words. The author is paraphrasing here Rashi in Parashas Yisroi. Nonetheless, we must reveal these words to true seekers regarding this foundation that is discussed in this chapter, which is one of the deepest in the Torah of a human being. Kosuv, the Pasuk says in Parashas Beshalach, Vayar Yisrael es hayad hagedayla asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, they saw the great hand, the great might of Hashem, Vayir'u ha'am es Hashem, they feared Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi, and they had emunah in Hashem. Hashela mefursemes, a famous question is asked, lama tera makdima kan es yir'a le'emunah? Why does yir'a precede emunah in this pasuk? First, v'yir'u ha'am es Hashem, then v'yaminu. Hashelefi musageinu, based on our concepts, koidem ha'adam ma'amin. First, a person would believe if emunah means that, v'achar kach hu yare, then he may be afraid or filled with awe. Here, they were filled with awe and only then believed, it seems. This question is discussed in detail in Chelek Beis, starting on page Tav Ein Hey. At any rate, here the author says, Hagaoin Ha'admo Me'ojarov Besifo Nifla Eish Das. We met al Hashela. He discussed this question, Matzbi al Divrei Hazor HaKadosh Bereshis Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and he points to the words of the Zohar over there. Kol Barnash Tadochi Lelekut Shabrichu. Every person has all his fear of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sharya imei mehemnuso kedekayaus. He has emunah. Emunah is associated with such a person. Deha hu barnash shelim befulchan demare, because such a person can be complete and whole in avodas Hashem. Uman deloi sharya beidach lo demare, but a person who does not have within him fear of his master, loi sharya imei mehemnuso. There cannot be emunah in him. Velav iu kedai, and is not worthy, lemehave lechulka be'alma de'asi, to have a share, a portion in the world to come. Clearly the Zohar is associating emunah with yir'ah. Hari davka adam hayares HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shirah imo ha'emunah karui. The Zohar is saying that specifically a person with yir'as shamayim can have proper emunah. Vehu adam ha'shalem be'avodas Baruch Hu. Only such a person is complete and whole in avodas Hashem. What the Zohar is saying is what we've been saying and what the Pasuk really in B'Shalach says, and that is that Yir'ah is the beginning of Emunah. Let's try to elaborate in accordance with our abilities. Harambam in Sefer Mitzvois, we enumerate the Mitzvois, the Rambam counts three Mitzvois that are associated with Emunah. Mitzvah Aleph hi. So the Rambam is discussing these three mitzvahs, and he says, Mitzvah Aleph Yatzivui Asher Tzivanu Beha'amanas Ha'elikus. That's the very first mitzvah the Rambam enumerates. Ha'amanas Ha'elikus. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu Shena'amin Sheyesham Ilah Vesiba. There's a cause, there's a first cause. Hu Po'el Echol HaNimtza'im. He brings about all existence. Vehu Amro, in this mitzvah is expressed in the Pasuk, in Aser Yisrael Dibrois, Onoichi Hashem Elikecha. Mitzvah Beis, Yatzivu Shetzivanu Beha'amanas Ha'ichud. Mitzvah Beis is emunah in the unity of Hashem. Vehu Shena'amin Shepo'el HaMetzius V'Sibasoi, that we are to have emunah, that the one who brings about existence, Echad, is one. Vehu Amroi, where is that expressed in the Torah? Where is this mitzvah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikecha Hashem Echad. Mitzvah Gimel, the third mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to have emunah in yir'ah and to have awe and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should not be like the koyferim, very strong terminology, should not be like the heretics, apostates, who follow the whims of their hearts and casual. Aval nira, rather we should have nira bir asun shay, we should have fear of the consequences of what we do, becholes at all times. וזה אומרו, where is this mitzvah expressed in the פסוק, es Hashem Elokecha tira. So the author points out, now, הרי הרמב״ם מוינה שיראה כמצווה אמונה. It's a remarkable formulation. להאמין יראה סוי. The רמב״ם counts יראה as a mitzvah of אמונה שמה. להאמין יראה סוי יסבורך. נמצא כי יראה היא חלק מהאמונה. יראה היא somehow part of אמונה. And again, I'm refraining from translating emunah because if you translate it simply, as we often do, belief, faith, it just doesn't capture this at all. ולפי הנסבר בפרק הקודם, according to what we said in the previous chapter, עיקר האמונה הוא ציור. The עיקר האמונה is always a clear mental imagery. והציורים המעוררים פחד מהדר גאינו זה יסברך, those images that awaken within us a certain, more than all, awe and fear from the greatness, the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ויראה מהמשפט והעונש השמימי, and just fear for consequences of what I am held accountable and responsible, גם הם באמונה יסודם, they're rooted in אמונה. והנה האמנס האלוקוס, that's the first mitzvah the Rambam counts, the very primary mitzvah, the first one to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a source and a cause for all reality. כלומר, האמונה במציאות סויז ברך, the אמונה in Hashem's existence, היא לבדה מסוגלת לעשות סרושים כה עמוק בלבנו. Just by itself is capable of imprinting such a deep impression in the hearts, עד שהיא יכולה לשנות את כל הילך מחשבו יסיינת, to the point it can change the entire pattern of our thoughts, obviously. ובאמס, כוסב הרמב"ן בהשגותיו שם בסוף מצוות, the Ramban in his glosses to Sefer Mitzvot and his objections, he writes, "Ki mitzvah zo yikabalas ol machu shamayim." Let's read the mitzvah, "Kabalas ol machu shamayim." Bechol zeis, nonetheless, even having seen this, l'roiv ha-ma'aminim nishara imunah zo mufshetes lemadai. This mitzvah, unfortunately, remains too abstract. It's not concrete enough. That's the first one. Reishim oid yoseh chazak tzeh liskabil ma'amanas eichud. A strong impression should be formed from the second mitzvah, Hashem's unity, which is expressed in the Shema. Shiyi ha-yidiyah ha-neira'ah she'ein oid milevadoi. It's that awesome knowledge of ein oid milevadoi. Ve'achin ha-Rambam sham be'emshech dvarav kuisev. The Rambam, in his continuation, he writes, ki mitzvah zehi kabolas ol machu shamayim. Keloimah, that is to say, she mechayeves es adam lechol yamei chayav lishta'abed ach verak tzon Hashem. It obligates a person for the rest of his life to submit himself to Ritzon Hashem, to make himself subservient to the will of Hashem. Ach gam emunah zo, but this emunah too, misoreres bechol tukpa rak lirgaim. It is fully switched on, for lack of a better term, only momentarily and occasionally, bishas yisalus yisera, when a person is on an exalted level. Kegoin bishas kias shema. Perhaps once, twice a day, when a person reads the Shema and truly accepts upon himself, ol mechus shamayim, וקשה מאוד לחיות באמונה זו בכל שעשיים. It's very difficult to conduct one's daily life with that אמונה. So the first one is abstract. The second one is very difficult to contain for lengthy periods of time. It's the third one which is the most tangible. רק אמונה סעירה. That's the third one in the Rambam. ובפרט יראה סחית והעונש. Knowing that everything that I do and in fact, more than that, everything that I speak and think is subject to consequences. Only that, that's something that can accompany a person constantly. It's something that a person can have in mind. Once again, yirah is restraint, to restrain his yitzarim, to drive him, to motivate him, to ma'asim tovim. Nimtza, what emerges from this discussion is ki ha'emunah b'fol ha'gamur. When you speak of emunah, but in its fullest, most tangible, most concrete expression, b'foya, not b'choyach, not as some potential, but put into practice, the emunah of practice, yemunah se'ira dafka, specifically the emunah of yira. If we were capable of emunah se'elekus, but again, not in an abstract sense, and if we could contain within ourselves emunah sayichud throughout the day, that would be something else. But in practice, it's the emunah viri'ah that accompanies us all the time, both in terms of restraining us from doing certain things and motivating us to do other things. Emor me'ata, ki ma sheba chavakuk ve'emidan alachas, when Chazal tell us at the end of Makois, yeah, there were principles upon which great leaders established the Torah, and eventually the Gemara concludes, ba chavakuk ve'emidan alachas, Pasuk in Chavakuk, v'tzadik be'emunasoy yichye. A tzadik lives through his emuna. Zen ema l'emunasoy ra'a. It's talking about the third emuna. Emuna that whatever I do, whatever I think, whatever I speak, has consequences. Ke a tzadik hachay be'emunasoy, such a tzadik who lives in his emuna, who davka ha'amamin irasoy izbarach, li'ispached me'li'ispached me'meno, like the Rambam says. It's a tzaddik who lives with it, and he has a recognition, and awe, and a fear of what he does, because he is accountable for it. Again, as I mentioned before, the author elaborates on this in great detail in Chelik Beis of Alei Shul Tav Ein Hei. These ideas. Furthermore, Bazen Amoid Bezas Hashem Al Divrei Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Beigeres HaMusar. So with this, we can try to understand the words of Rabbi Israel in Igeres HaMusar. He writes, "Blida suvlit vuna naki." Even without much knowledge and much understanding, we recognize she'emunah merechefes banu. The emunah that hovers within us, she'elokim she'fetu, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a judge. Loses le'ish kifim alarein. He gives each person in accordance to what he did. That emunah he reishis mitzadenu la'avodas Yisbarach. It's really the first step towards Avodas Hashem. It's not possible to make progress unless one knows that what one does counts. It'll have consequences for good or for better, but it counts. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sheifet is aware and takes into consideration, and we will have to give Adin V'Cheshbon for everything. That's the first step in Avodas Hashem. And Rabbi Israel continues, Hu Ma'amar Chazal, as we saw a moment ago at the end of Makois, Ba Chavakuk ve'emidan alachas. Chavakuk established the halter on one principle, v'tzadik be'monosu yichi v'chulei. And similarly, umamar chazal bavabasa daf ayin ches amud beis, al ken yomru amoshlim bo cheshboin, hevei mechashev hefseid mitzvah keneged sechara, uschar avira keneged hefseida. Chazal tell us, make the calculation. How much is a loss, so to speak, involved in the mitzvah in contrast to the reward of it? And how much Sachar is in Avira, how much pleasure or benefit you get in Avira, as opposed to what one will pay for it. These statements in Chazal are the basic, the foundation of these ideas that we're speaking about. Rabbi Israel continues, Achen lemoras roch v'davon lev. However, unfortunately, koyach haklali hazerak mistater banu. This hides within us, this recognition. Nechba b'matzpunei halev bal yira'e achutz. It's often within the heart, it's not expressed outwardly. Unless we pay attention, literally to plow the earth of our heart, to plow our hearts, with the assistance of Musar, to bring these ideas out, to live with them. Is because otherwise, even this general force that we have within us, will not send out its branches, literally, to the limbs. In other words, in practice, one will not behave in certain ways, to bind the limbs through Yir'ah. Unless one makes an effort through Musar, it will not be expressed. But clearly, Rabbi Israel says, besides the second point, which is that Musar is what will bring this about, the first step in Avodah is really this Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Sheifet, and Memele, the expression of that is Yir'ah. The author now says, Hare Rabbeinu Geoin Yisrael Nishmasu Eden, Rabbi Yisrael, Bedabro El Emunah Yesoidis, when he speaks about the fundamental Emunah, HaMistateres Belev Kol Ish V'Yisrael, which is the innate in the heart of every Jew, Miskaven Befashtus El Yir'asa Oynesh, clearly is referring to what we normally think of as a lower level, Yir'asa Oynesh, She'elokim, She'fetu, God judges, V'rak Emunah Zoi, it's only this emunah that has the power to put us on our feet in Avodas Hashem, to start us on the road to Avodas Hashem. It's known, that was his shita. That was his shita, to establish Avodas Hashem on Yiras Oynesh. People tend to understand this, that Rabbi Yisrael was really makel over here. He didn't require us to rise to the level of the era of awe. He made it easier, which is difficult to establish. So Rabbi Israel, so to speak, came to be makel. Fear of the consequences of our deeds. which is a lower level and seemingly accessible even to those who are less educated. That's what it seems. Ulam, however, lefi kol anan, according to what we've said in this chapter, it's not at all like that. It's barbo dvarim kimin choyma. We can explain things very beautifully in a different way. This yir'ah of knowing that whatever I do and think and speak has consequences is not a kula in comparison, in contrast to yir'ah seremus, who are standing in awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, elaha befoyal ve'asi she'be'emunah. It's the ultimate of emunah, because once again, the emunah of Hashem's being is something more abstract. The emunah of Hashem's oneness is something that we can achieve here and there, when we say the Shema, whatever. The sea, the peak of emunah, which is befoyal, it's practical, it's concrete and tangible, is this emunah, emunah se'ir'ah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shefet. That's how we look at it. That's what Rabbi Yisrael was saying. Not less in yir'ah seremus, but rather the top and the peak of emunah. At this point, by the way, we've discussed already, above on Daf Tzadivav, the author made this point already. If you take a look at it very quickly, just so we can see it, on Daf Tzadivav, in the second part, or the middle part of the page, when we were speaking about yir'ah se'onesh, okay, if we start at the second paragraph from the asterisks, af yir'ah se'onesh re'iyahi, yir'ah se'onesh is also a form of seeing, re'iya behira, a clear vision shel he'asid ha'tzomeach be'chach me'avira, of the consequences that necessarily will sprout from an avira. He described this. He quoted the same Rambam, l'hamin yir'asoi, which we are dealing with, to believe Hashem's yir'ah. It's the same Rambam that we... And then he said, lo'i nit'e b'ma shekasvu b'mechavim. Do not make the mistake that yir'as o'inesh is a low level. It's really the ultimate level of emunah. He makes this point over there, very similar to what you're saying over here. Okay. Back to where we are. Bevadai yesh lechol adam lishof yir'ah seremus. Certainly, every person should strive to reach yir'ah seremus, to be filled with that awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach emunah bli yir'ah se'onesh adayin lekuyai. But emunah without the more fundamental level of yir'ah se'onesh is still lacking. Finally, Bazenavin Beshitrius is divine Zohar Kadesh. With this, we can understand, at least superficially, the Zohar that was quoted on the previous page by the Eish Das. Kirak Hayares HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shurai Yom Emunah. The Zohar said that only a person with Yir'ah has Emunah. Virak Hu HaShalem B'Avodas Baruch Hu. Only such a person can be whole, complete in his Avodas Hashem. The Zohar then went to the trouble of expressing the converse. A person without yir'ah, gam emunah in Hashem, doesn't have emunah. Ve'ein adam kazeh kedai lios b'chelek l'olam haba. And the Zohar went to say that such a person is not worthy of a portion in l'olam haba. Why? Ki tziur beru me'olam haba. When a person has a clear concept of l'olam haba, and again, concepts here mean mental imagery. Dehainu sachar v'enish. To know that the sachar is simply, straightforwardly, to everything that I do, there's a consequence. Yishrak le mishem amin yirasev. Such only a person who has that yir'ah has that. Baferek hakoidem b'ranu. In the previous chapter, we explained keitzad mizgale kol oilam hazel ma'amin ketziur gadol shel midosav yichudo. Yesterday, we said that this entire world, the whole natural world, is like a vast tapestry. It's an enormous work of art through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his midos and oneness. That's Olam Hazeh. Umeata mitzteref lenu gam tziur beru shel Olam Haba. What we hopefully have through this chapter is again a clear image of Olam Haba. Bivchinas sachar o'enesh, that there are clear consequences to what we do. It's not abstract and it's not vague and it's not opaque. There are clear consequences. Vezoi ha'avuda mushlemesh be'emuna. That's complete avuda in emuna. Well, then we come to the end, and then the next chapter is, of course, a summary, Siyum Pirkei HaEmunah. Adkar.